The old-time radio era, sometimes referred to as the Golden Age of Radio, was an era during which radio was the dominant home entertainment medium. Families regularly gathered around to tune into their favorite programs. Enjoy today's special nostalgic broadcast as Project Independence and You presents the old-time radio.
The Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, the hottest guy in the world. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. The chances are you never hear of a citizen who is called Big Jules. But the police of 48 states and outlying territories are more than somewhat familiar with him. Now, this is a story about him, a gendarme named Johnny Brannigan, and a doll named Kitty Clancy. Also, there is a genuine gorilla named Bongo mixed up in the story, which may seem more than a little unusual. And it is. Well, as they say in books, to set the scene for this story, I have got to go back maybe 2 or 3 years ago. It seems that Big Jules does something at which the state of New York is very mad. In fact, the state sees fit to present Big Jules with a 5-year layoff at the citizen's expense. Well, he serves the time, and the day comes when he sees the bars closed behind him instead of in front of him. But there is somebody waiting for him.
Hello, Jules.
Well, well, well. If it ain't Johnny Brannigan.
That's right.
Copper.
Uh-huh. Copper.
I figure by now you ought to be a general, Brannigan.
I'll take my time. You like it in there?
Fine. Just fine. Smells different out here.
Uh-huh.
What's on your mind, Brannigan?
You.
Get it off.
What are you gonna do?
When?
Now.
Hold it a minute, Brannigan.
You ain't changed much. Neither have you.
That's right.
Maybe you should.
I like me the way I am.
I don't.
Ask you to?
Look, Jules, because we were kids together,
Skip it, Brannigan.
I didn't finish.
I know. I know the speech. I'll finish it for you. Because we were kids together and were pushed around on the same block, you're going to give me advice.
I don't like you enough to give you advice. It wouldn't go through your skull anyway. So this is a warning.
I don't want that either.
The first time you get out of line is too bad.
Tough copper.
Tough con.
We're even. So long.
As you are able to see, there is little love lost between Johnny and Jules. Now, as soon as Jules hits the big town, he makes a few calls. And one of these calls is at the home of a doll named Kitty Clancy, about whom Jules is more than somewhat fond. And when he sees her, the scene is as follows.
I'm glad to see you, Jules.
I'm glad to see you, Kitty.
Will you sit down?
Yeah, thanks.
You look well.
I am. You?
Oh, just fine.
Hey.
We got a great conversation going here, huh?
Well, there doesn't seem much to talk about, does there?
I could give you the story of my life for the last 5 years.
I'm sorry, Jules.
Forget it. You been doing all right?
Yes. Have you seen your mother?
I will.
You should have seen her first.
Yeah, I guess so. Kitty.
What?
How come you didn't once come to see me? You know, even in Sing Sing, they allow visitors.
I was very busy, Jules. So awful busy. My kid brother going to school. He's got no one else but me.
Oh, sure. That's all right.
I was just going to have some tea.
No, thanks. I gotta be running along. Just dropped in to give you a nod.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah, so am I. Gives me a better idea how I stand.
What do you mean?
I gotta draw pictures. The minute you opened the door for me, the temperature dropped 100 degrees. Got real chilly.
I didn't mean to to make you feel that way, Jules. It's just that...
Give me a look, Kitty. That's it. Don't worry, I ain't gonna be a movie con. You know, the guy gets out, he sees a doll, she cries all over him. He says he's going straight, and the next thing they got 10 kids and he's running for mayor.
There's something I want to tell you, Jules. Something real important.
Nothing's important, Kitty. Nothing.
But this...
So long.
So Jules walks away from Miss Kitty Clancy. Then he makes another call. This one is to his mother, who lives over on 49th. And what goes on there is this.
Ain't you hungry, Jules?
Oh, sure, Mom, sure. Real hungry.
You're not eating?
No, I'm just taking my time. I like to smell the food first.
Oh.
How long you been living here?
5 years.
Oh.
It's all right. It's not big, but then I don't need much room.
No, I guess not.
You didn't eat a bite.
I guess I wasn't so hungry. It's all right, I open the window?
Sure it is, Jules.
I'd like to be able to open the window. You know, you never think of something like that when you can do it. But when you can't, it gets important. I can stand here and open this window and look out on the street. I can open a window. Mom. Mom.
Jules, Jules.
What are you crying for?
I don't know.
I'm back, ain't I?
Yes, yes.
Or am I?
What do you mean?
I ain't back. Not all of me. I guess I left a couple of pieces behind at Sing Sing.
I tried not to cry, Jules.
Well, then don't. Cut it out, you hear? Cut it out.
All right.
Not as much right coming back as this. Oh, I don't know.
Where are you going?
Out.
Where?
I don't know. Someplace people don't know there's pieces of me missing.
Do you have to?
Yeah, I guess I do.
You're mad at me?
Sure. Real mad. Here. Take this.
You'll need that.
No. Look, you got insurance money, ain't you?
Yes, why?
I just wanted to know you'll be okay. So long.
That is the last anybody sees of Big Jules. But we hear about him, and what we hear is not so good. Then 3 years go by, and one night I am sitting in my hotel room, and I hear a knocking on my door. Okay, come on in. Yeah? What can I do for you, and who are you?
Don't you ever get tired of this room, Broadway?
I never get tired of anything I like. And as far as I am concerned, the conversation is over. Goodbye.
I just got here. Invite me to sit down.
I know that voice.
You also know the guy that goes with it. Don't let the dark glasses fool you, Broadway.
Jules. Holy mackerel, it's Big Jules.
How are you, Broadway?
5 minutes ago, fine. Now very sick.
Don't worry. Nobody saw me come up here. Nobody even saw me get into town.
Jules, you are the hottest guy in the world.
Famous. Famous like anything.
Do you know that any gendarme in town would give his right arm to put a collar on you?
Sure.
But you walk in broad daylight like you expect a welcome from the mayor.
Always do the unexpected, Broadway.
You do. Jules, what if anybody...
Nobody did. Take it easy.
I hear lots of things about you, Jules.
Sure. And the only guy in the world can be 5 places at once, according to the coppers.
How long are you planning to stay?
In your room or in town?
First in my room, then in town.
Not long, either way. How's Johnny Brennigan?
Fine. But of course, I do not make a habit of being in company with gendarmes.
That's right. Stay clean. Mind if I take off my coat?
That means you are going to stay?
Just a couple of minutes. I hear my mother's sick.
Yeah, I hear it, too.
I'd like to see her.
You cannot.
Why not?
Well, you... Jules, there are 1 million citizens in this town who would jump at the chance to put the finger on you, just to get in good with the gendarmes.
I know. That's why I came to you, Broadway. You're the only guy along the stem a guy can trust.
Thanks.
It's nothing.
But if the gendarmes ask me questions...
I know. You'd have to tell them I was here. What if they don't ask?
You put me on the spot, Jules.
Sure. Tell you what. I'll stay here a little bit and talk. And give me an hour and you can phone Brannigan that you saw me. You gotta stay clean.
What would you like to talk about?
Oh, this and that.
I see you are carrying what looks like two pistolas.
So?
If you are picked up carrying them rods, there is a thing called the Sullivan Law, which is very strict.
So I won't get picked up. And one guy Johnny Brannigan would like to see. Maybe I'd like to see Johnny Brannigan.
You have it in for him?
Never mind. Let you and me talk, huh? And Broadway. Relax.
Relax, he says. There I am sitting with the hottest guy in the world. Even if he only does half of what they say, he is still better than 6-5 over anybody else. But he talks. And any minute, I'm expecting the gendarmes to walk in and then end two careers. I do not pay much attention to what he says until I hear...
Did you ever shoot a rat, Broadway?
Huh? What'd you say?
I said ever shoot a rat.
I never shoot anything.
You've been listening to me?
Oh, sure, Jules, sure.
Okay. Well, I had a hideout in Canada because it was a bum rap against me. But a guy like me can't argue.
I can understand that. You know what time it is?
Why? You going someplace?
I do not know. Am I?
Relax. Well, as I was saying, I hid out in an old warehouse for 2 solid weeks. All I had for company was rats.
That is very lonely.
Yeah. But you know what? I got so I could knock off one of the ugly nibblers all the way across the big room. Big as a barn it was.
Does nobody hear the shots?
No. The place is way out in the sticks. You know, I got so I could call my shots on those rats. I knew just where the slug would hit.
Yeah.
You don't seem interested.
Oh, sure I am.
Well, when I got tired of that, I did some reading.
You do some reading?
Yeah. It was a case full of books. All on medicine, surgery, things like that.
Yeah, well, those are handy things to know, if you are a doctor.
You're wrong, Broadway. I learned a lot. I bet I learned almost as much in those 2 weeks as a lot of guys learn in 2 years.
Sure, but what good does it do you?
Who knows? Well, thanks for letting me stay a while, Broadway. I gotta be going now.
Oh, must you? I mean, thanks for dropping in.
Hey, you can see Madison Square Garden from this window.
Jules, do you have to stand in the window?
What's going on in the garden?
They're moving the circus in.
Circus? You know, I haven't seen a circus since I was a kid. Broadway, come here.
What do you want, Jules?
Let you and me mosey over there and watch him unload the animals, huh?
You and me? Me?
Come on. With my dark glasses and dyed hair, nobody will ever know me.
Jules, please.
I promise you, Broadway, if anything starts to happen, I'll step away from you. Fast.
If anything starts to happen, I will fall away from you. Real fast.
Come on, get on your coat. I want company.
Of all days for me to be home, I have to pick this one.
Relax.
Look, at least leave them rods here. No, not here. Hide them out in the hall. Anything.
I'd catch cold without them. Get on your coat, Broadway. You and I are going to watch them unload the animals. That ought to be a lot of fun.
I think I will never know what fun is anymore. Well, I go with Big Jules. Not because I want to, but because I do not wish to seem impolite and offend a guy of his temperament. However, before the afternoon is over, I am glad I go along, because I see something I almost do not believe, even though I do see it. And what it is, I will tell you in a minute.